June 28th. Lincoln fired Hooker. The weeks after the Chancellorsville debacle had been miserable for the president, with war protests in the North escalating and Democrats in Congress attacking him. Lincoln saw Lee's incursion into Pennsylvania as an ideal opportunity to destroy the rebel commander's army far from its base. But his confidence had evaporated that the Union commander who could accomplish this was Fighting Joe, who in telegram exchanges with the White House appeared to have become more and more like McClellan, complaining that he did not have enough troops and finding excuses for not moving. Other senior officials in Washington had lost confidence in Hooker as well. So had key subordinates under him, including Patrick and Sharp. After a squabble with Halleck over whether a 10,000-man garrison should remain at Harper's Ferry, Hooker wanted it removed while Halleck wanted it to stay in place. Hooker, in a huff, tendered his resignation, not expecting it would be accepted on the eve of such an important battle. But Lincoln quickly did. At 3 a.m. on June 28th, Stanton's army aide tapped on George Gordon Meade's tent pole at the Frederick headquarters for his 5th Corps to wake him. The groggy general at first thought he was being rousted from bed to be arrested. The aide lit a candle and told Meade he now commanded the Potomac Army. A tall and wiry man with a sallow face, thinning brown hair flecked with gray, and dark eyes behind spectacles he often wore perched on his beak nose, Meade had never been popular among officers who served under him. Irritable, petulant, and dyspeptic, as one aide said. A damned old goggle-eyed snapping turtle, according to another soldier. Meade was nothing if not single-minded, always deadly earnest and harsh with skulkers. Short-tempered, he struck a man cowering behind a tree at the Antietam battle with the flat of his saber for not falling into ranks. He barely acknowledged the cheers of his troops as he rode by them on his white horse. Born in Spain to American parents who reared him in Philadelphia, Meade had ranked only in the lower half of his West Point class, but served during his early military years in the topographical engineers. He preferred to be hands-on with intelligence. During the Mexican War, he rode out himself to scout targets, question pickets near enemy lines, and check the ground before a looming fight. As a division and corps commander, Meade frequently interrogated deserters for information. Taking command of the Army of the Potomac, he quickly let his staff know that he preferred receiving raw intelligence rather than processed reports.